Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast. I'm so glad you're back again. This is our third day together, chapter 3 of Matthew. We are making progress one step at a time, getting through the Gospels. I'm just really excited about doing this podcast and reading through the scriptures with you. So let's dive right in. We're in chapter 3 of Matthew. In those days, John the Baptist came to the Jordan wilderness and began preaching. His message was, "Repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near." The prophet Isaiah was speaking about John when he said, "He is a voice shouting in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way for the Lord's coming, clear the road for him.'" John's clothes were woven from coarse camel hair, and he wore a leather belt around his waist. For food, he ate locusts and wild honey. People from Jerusalem and from all of Judea and all over the Jordan Valley went out to see and hear John. And when they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to watch him baptized, he denounced them. "You brood of snakes," he exclaimed. "Who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Prove by the way you live that you have repented of your sins and turned to God. Don't just say to each other, 'We're safe, for we are descendants of Abraham.' That means nothing. For I tell you, God can create children of Abraham from those very stones. Even now, the axe of God's judgment is poised, ready to sever the roots of the trees. Yes, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. I baptize with water those who repent of their sins and turn to God. But someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater that I am not worthy even to be his slave and carry his sandals. He is ready to separate the chaff from the wheat with his winnowing fork. Then he will clean up the threshing area, gathering the wheat into the barn, but burning the chaff with a never-ending fire." Then Jesus went out from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it. "I am the one who needs to be baptized by you," he said. "So why are you coming to me?" But Jesus said, "It should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires." So John agreed to baptize him. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy." Okay, I've got three takeaways. The first is John the Baptist. This picture of John the Baptist with long hair, this camel hair vest with a leather belt, and he just screams to me, wilderness dude. You know, he is like the ultimate wilderness dude. He's eating honey and locusts and, you know, just out of the wilderness, and everybody's coming to him. And he's this picture of what the prophets had done all throughout Israel's history. They kept calling the people back to God, to repent of their sins and turn back to God. And that's what John the Baptist is doing. He is preparing for the Messiah. So that's the second takeaway, is that John the Baptist is preparing the way for Jesus to come. And so he points everyone not to himself, but to Jesus, who is going to come, who is greater than him, who's going to baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And he is going to separate those who are faithful to God from those who are not, and take those that are faithful to be with him. And then third takeaway is Jesus' response to John. See, Jesus comes and he wants to be baptized. And John is like, "No, I'm supposed to be baptized by you. You know, you're greater than me." And Jesus says, "No, I need to do this to fulfill what God has required." Just blows my mind that Jesus, who didn't have to repent of sins, he had no sins to repent of, but still submitted himself to being baptized by John to show us the way. And the thing that stuck out to me the most in this whole chapter was the very last line of this verse. "And the voice from heaven said, 'This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy.'" That in that moment when Jesus was baptized, he brought God great joy. That he is the fulfillment of all that he had promised. Jesus, the Messiah. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you for his willingness to submit to John, to submit to baptism. Father, we thank you for John and his willingness to point people and to point us to Jesus. He is greater and he is awesome. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast. Make sure you tell all of your friends and family about this new podcast. Let's spread the word and get as many people listening so we can have a community that is reading the Gospels together.